Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Oh, man. One more Sabbath to the resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Shabbat Shalom family. Shabbat Shalom Israelites. Both near far. Hallelujah. All praises to the God of Israel for the Sabbath day, the Sabbath Eve. Man, it's just a beautiful time. We just, you really don't want to be wishing your life away, but it's like you can't wait to get to the Sabbath.
Amen.
You know, so it's like it's a double-edged sword in that day, because, hey, it is what it is. Well, I'm going to say Shabbat Shalom, everyone. I'm this girl, Commonwealth of Israel. Here with my lovely, real red, serene Israel. Shabbat Shalom, Queen.
Shabbat Shalom, King Priest. Shabbat Shalom, family. Happy Sabbath.
Shabbat.
Yes. Shalom, Sister Mary.
Shabbat. Well, tonight's precept is servants of God try to persecute.
Amen.
Servants of God try to persecute. You're going to go through some things, man, you know. You just got this on up. You're going to go through some things. I mean, the world's going to come at you. That's what happens. You become an enemy of the state of mind of the world. And so the world turns against you. You're supposed to be expecting. It's like you was once among them, and then all of a sudden you are not. And we're talking about one among a thousand.
Amen.
Or maybe 10,000. Or maybe 100,000. In the grand scheme of things, on being baptized correctly.
Amen.
This is that thing. So, service God, persecute. This is what we go through. This is what we do. You're going to go through something. And guess what?
What?
It's not always going to be the white man.
Amen to that. Amen.
It ain't them that's going to be putting it on. It's basically your care folks that's going to be trying you every time. Going to be trying your patience. Trying to pull you out of your zone, your peace with God. Turn you into your own, your old man one way or another.
Yeah.
Careful. Or they just may hate you all together and they just try to, you know, destroy you.
Mm.
Careful. This is the persecution. This is what happened. It's what happened in the garden. You got Cain and Abel throughout generation. And that's all it is. It's that conversation. When you're called, then you become an enemy of the world. And if your house is in the world, you're going to be an enemy to your house. So let's get into this. Sister Ray, you got us the scripture.
Amen.
Amen. So can brothers can stand face to Jerusalem and uncover your heads, and sisters can stand face to Jerusalem, cover your head as we pray in and approach the Father.
Amen. Amen. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplication. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hand. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty lamb, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me. Lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. I have read Psalms 143, verses 1 through 8. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
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 Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily, forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, have mercy on sinners and allow us to come. Father, have mercy and stand forth for physical and spiritual gifts. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but are not interested because they see your light and kindness on us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children, their family. Father, have mercy and set forth the Holy Spirit, but a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and mouth keep your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them and hear it, and send forth the Holy Spirit upon them, and give them a mind to perceive, eyes to He is the He, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray, for your mercy and your will forever. Amen.
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 Well, let's get into this. Start this in Matthew chapter 5 and 1. Matthew 5 and 1. Once again, the title of this precept is Servants of God, Trying and Persecuted. You know, the kingdom is it's not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to sacrifice a whole lot. Like your life. A lot of us would give our life for it. You know? But, you know, we will. We give our life for it. That's an easy fix. But the trials for the kingdom, oh, that come with some burnt offering. That come with burnt offering. And those are the things that we really don't want to give. Those trials to go through. Well, they're there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this. Let's start this in Matthew chapter 5 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Mm-hmm. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1 reads,
mm-hmm.
And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
See, that's the only reason why people are going to come after you anyway, because they want what you have, and that's righteousness. Like, that's of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's something you can take from me. I mean, people really do try because they assassinate your character.
Right.
You know, that's a form of persecution. You know, your character being assassinated, you know, you being lied on and things like that. So this is that we have to be mindful of. You know, and he said, for righteousness' sake, because some people, man, they look at you and they be like, well, how you can be all holy? Why you got to be feeling good all the time? Why you got a smile on your face? Why you always listening to gospel music? Why you got to, you know, why is that in your head? That's even a question in your mind. Why is that about me? Why can't you just be in my zone when you're in my zone like you want me to be in your zone?
Amen.
It ain't for me to question, it's for me to exist.
Amen.
If you got questions, then why should I trust?
Interesting.
See?
Verse 11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
See, they're going to think they're going to do God a service. They think that they're doing this in the name. They think that they're being justified. And he ain't even talking to them. He says, blessed are they when they persecute you and revile you for my name's sake. See, they don't be, these ain't people in the world. I told you, this is family. This is house. This is church. This is the camp. This is, yeah. And so these, you know, it's, we got that in the kingdom. We got that right now in the camps, in the house, everywhere, in the church. Like our brother explained us, in the house. And so this is what's going on. We biting in the bowels, one. Why? Why are we supposed to be our best self? See how easy it is to fall in it?
Amen.
Instead of being your best self, you rather persecute somebody because they are. Right? So that's all it's about. Skip down to 23.
Yes. Matthew 5 and verse 23.
No, forgive me. Read the 12.
Well, Matthew 5 and verse 12. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
So, we can take that back to Abel.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was a prophet. What do you mean? His words still speak through time.
Amen.
So he was a prophet.
Amen.
So, you know, this is just the way it is. You're going to be persecuted. It's two people. One is the one that's up on the cross, and the other one is the one that put them there.
Amen.
Ain't no in-between. Either you on the cross or you're putting somebody on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There are no in-between. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into... Psalms 37 and 12.
Psalms 37 and 12?
Yes, Psalms 37 and 12.
Amen. Psalms chapter 37 and verse 12 reads, the wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth.
Yeah. That could be physically, and we're going to read that physically right there. But that's also spiritual. They put their mouth on them. You see?
Mm-hmm.
This is that thing. Read 13.
Amen. 13. The Lord shall laugh at him. For he sees that his day is coming.
Yeah. So you better get in where you fit. You better know who you are. You better know what you're doing in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And just because that person ain't in the word don't mean you can put your mouth on them either.
That's right.
You know, you don't know where they're going to be at 20 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may be way, the Lord may have been to call them. And you right. Dirty and they clean. Then what?
Mm-hmm.
You just check yourself. Keep your mouth off of people. Don't worry about this world. Don't worry about anything. No, worry about yourself. That's there. Save yourself from this untoward generation. That's all you got. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. And then, you know, like the brothers and sisters and family are here to sound a little wild. You just share and try to encourage each other to be. You know, that God is good. Right. And stay in the walk.
Be the light.
Yeah.
Give your first and your best.
Just be in the walk.
Amen.
Stay in the walk.
Stay on the path. Amen.
Exactly. So, that's all we have. That's all we can ask.
Amen.
You know, that's why I said, especially now, saying that the times are drawing near.
Oh, most definitely.
He said, just say, not the coming together. But you should be even more so paying attention now that you can see these things are near.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 37 and verse 32.
32?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, going down. Psalm 37 and verse 32 reads, the wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay him.
See that?
Ooh, The wicked watches the righteous secret place.
You see that? They just, you know what? They know you're doing with the right thing, and they watching you, and they trying to point out a flaw, catch you in something, like they did Jesus Christ. They did. They caught him. They tried to catch him up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord called them what?
Wicked.
And they were what? Teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were what? Pharisees. They were experts in the law. He called them wicked.
Amen.
Because that's what they were doing. They were watching to catch him up, to seek to slay him. And the same thing, he said, the servant is in above that master. What I got, Jack, you better be careful because I don't know if you can handle this.
Right.
Because if you're talking about taking my yoke, then you better be ready to get put up on a cross. And that ain't fun. You're going to get spit on. They're going to abuse you. Then they're going to try to take your life after they took everything from you, stripped you and made you naked to the world, just like they did to Messiah. Do you really want that cross? Do you really want that? Because that's what it is. And to be honest, you really want it because the other option is that you're going to be somewhere putting somebody up on.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God forbid.
Mm-hmm.
But there are no in between. Wow.
That was verse 32.
Okay, good. Go to Isaiah 5 and 1.
Isaiah 5 and 1?
Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 1 reads, "Now I will sing to my well-beloved the song of my beloved, touching his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. And he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof, and planted it with the choicest vines, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a winepress therein. And he looked at it, that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem, and it brought forth
what?
Wild grapes."
Who is he talking to? And now who?
"And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem."
Who is he talking to? The white man? I'm just waiting on the white man to jump off the page. Because every
and
time
now,
I turn around, it's the white man.
O inhabitants of Jerusalem.
He's talking to us.
Amen. Amen.
See, that's the problem. Because we're not really wanting to face the problem.
Right.
That it's us.
Amen.
Where's the problem?
Okay.
We don't want to see that we are just that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to look in the mirror. We don't want to see ourselves for what we truly are.
Mm-hmm.
People rather just keep acting like they truly don't exist.
What?
Yeah. Your truth is what it is. And that's between you and God.
Amen.
The our best, our thing is just to be our best. But the, our truth is that we're sinners.
Amen.
I don't mean in the fact of the spirit. I mean the fact that the flesh is sinful. by nature. But by the Spirit, we got power over nature. Continue.
Okay, amen. Verse 3, Isaiah 5 and 3. And now, all inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard than I have done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. And now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned nor digged, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel.
Is what?
Is the house of Israel.
It's the white man.
It's the house of Israel.
It's this government.
The house of Israel. Amen.
So who's the problem?
Yeah.
So we got to fix the problem.
Amen. Antidote.
Case in point, you got to see it.
Amen.
We don't get started on us, man. We don't just continue to be their resource.
Their resources, no thank you.
Whatever that may be, fuel for the fire, because that's all it is. Warren.
Verse 7.
Continue.
Isaiah 5 and 7. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but behold, oppression. For righteousness, but behold, a cry.
That's a moment. You know, you think that from everything that we're going through in this world, you think the safest place would be among ourselves. And it's not. But we want to say it's the white man. And it's not. It's on us. We got a big hand in this big time genocide that's going on. It's crazy. You want my help? Read on.
Amen. Verse 8. Woe unto them that join house to house, that lay field to field, till there be no place, that they may be placed alone in the midst of the earth.
See that? That's why everybody going crazy. Because they what? Because they in from house to house. They in house. They what are those? Apartments.
Apartments, condos, townhomes.
What do you have in them? Different natures, different spirits.
Spirits. Yeah.
You can tell by the smells in the cook and the food.
Yeah. Hallways.
Yep. Tell by the food that's being cooked. You can tell by the spirit. That's why he said you're not supposed to be joined to nobody.
Have your own
sin. Yep. 10.
Verse 9. In my ear, says the Lord of hosts, of a truth, many houses shall be desolate, even great and fair, without inhabitants.
Okay, good. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Matthew 23, 21, and 28. 21 and 28. He said, they were called wild grapes. Wild grapes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if we are the wild grapes, which is Judah and Jerusalem, then Israel was something else. The 10 tribes was out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about that. If he called us wild, what the 10 was doing.
Good point.
Anyway, 21 and 28.
Matthew chapter 21 and verse
28.
It's not. Amen. Matthew 21 and verse 28 reads, but what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. 31. Whether of them twain did the will of his father? They said unto him, the first. Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
See that? Mm-hmm. Why? Because you are persecuting them because you're saying you would do it and you don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a publican will just do it. Think about it. He just sit up there and just turn his mind and say, you know what? I try. I do it. See that?
A person who owns or manages a plumber, the Roman Biblical Times a tax collector. Publicans and sinners.
Publicans and sinners. That's the word.
Interesting.
But what about the ones that call themselves servants?
Mm.
That's the one he just checked.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're going to see them going in. Who is he talking to? His own disciples. Those are his disciples that's following him.
Mm-hmm.
He's teaching them. He turned around and looked at them and told them that.
Verily I say unto you that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before
you. Right.
Mm, are we listening?
That was God on this earth talking to dudes and who was listening. Are we listening?
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 32. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him. And ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterwards, that ye might believe him.
See, it was given to us to repent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, well, maybe you didn't see it the first time. Maybe you might have missed it. No, that's pride. That's out of... That's that inordinate faith. That's that nonsense. That's that stiff heart. That's that fraudulent spirit.
Amen.
Like I said, that fraudulent spirit, that's the door to reprobate. Uncontrollable mind. Uncontrollable spirit. Do whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do. That's right. Where are we at?
Verse 33.
Change.
Matthew 21 and 33. Hear another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about and digged a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruit of it. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another.
That's why the fruit got wild.
Ooh.
See? Now he's telling you why it got wild. Because they were killing the prophet. The prophet was telling them the right things and they was hating being told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They hated the truth of themselves. Can you do this? The worst thing, I guess, if you can't deal with it, is the truth of yourself. Maybe, right? That's why people kill themselves, because they can't deal with the truth in between their ears. Right?
Amen.
I mean, it's madness, but it's a real conversation. You know, how can you deal with truth surrounded with lies and you don't know where the truth, where you can be set free at? Right? When you know you know this is all wrong. But where is right? And God hasn't showed you.
Mm.
Not many people went through time like that, thinking they were crazy. But the world was persecuting them, saying they were crazy. And he was saying, no, this is the world. Y'all got it wrong. I ran into a few of them dudes in this world. I know it. I know it. They ain't going to try to ask anything like that. But they just justified it. I knew it. Man, I knew this thing wasn't what it was, what we was taught.
Mm-hmm.
It's good enough for me. Continue.
Amen. Verse 35 again, Matthew 21:35. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us see all of his inheritance.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have no excuse for that. We can't blame the white man for this. We did it to ourselves big time.
Mm-hmm.
All because we didn't want to hear the truth. He said, I sent husbandmen. He said, that's why the harlot is going to get in the kingdom before you. He sent righteous men to you. You beat one. You stoned another. And you think you get into the kingdom of minds with that? Like I said, you either going to be on a cross or putting the people in.
Amen.
Worry. Continue.
Okay. Verse 39. And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. When the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do unto those husbandmen?
And those of us that don't, you know, that watch the sacrifices, what did you do with the sin offering? You killed it outside the camp. You burn the ashes outside the camp.
Mm.
That's what they did. Even the sin offering.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Verse 41. They say unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruit of their season. Jesus said unto them, did ye never read in the scriptures, the stone which is the builders rejected, the same as become the head of the corner? And this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruit thereof.
What nation? Wait a minute, I thought we was the nation. I thought the 12 was the nation. What nation is he? Or is he talking about other people?
Yeah, other nations.
Are he talking about some other sons of Adam? Yeah. Is he talking about Ham and Japheth?
Mm-hmm.
What?
The fruit thereof.
Guess what?
What?
They fall up under the same rule.
Amen.
They get tried and persecuted too.
Amen.
Look at Timothy. Timothy was running with Paul. They were like, man, he's circumcised. You can't be running with you. He had to circumcise because those Jews were going to get him. They was going to get him. And they knew his father was white.
Right.
Or Greek.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Verse 44. And whosoever shall fall on the stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Wow.
You don't. Continue.
And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parable, they perceived that he spake of them.
You think? Continue.
But when they sought to lay hands on him.
See that? There it is. See? They're witness to themselves. Because that's exactly what he was talking about that we're going to do. See that? Why? Because of the truth. This is what happened. Because, see, most sinners and most publicans, this truth is this why they don't go to church. But, man, I'm out here and I'm doing what I do. You know what I mean? I want to be in there fronting and God and all this other type of nonsense. No, this is where I'm at. So that's that. But when you got this, that's a whole new level. You're supposed to move that.
Amen.
So they conspiring to kill him, the Pharisees. But they feared the people because they thought him of a prophet. What did that say of us? That we got it in us to kill a prophet?
Yeah, that's cool.
1 Kings 22:1.
Amen.
22:1? Yes, ma'am. All because he told them the truth about himself. See that? Yeah. Now they go. Now they want to kill him. That's what happened. People don't want to hear the truth. People want to hear lies. They want to be covered in lies. They want to be told fairy tales. They want to be told fables. Where are we? First Kings 22:1.
I don't know why we didn't call it. 1 Kings 22:1 means, and they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servant, know ye that Ramoth and Gilead is ours, and we be still and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria? And he said unto Jehoshaphat, will thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses.
See, that's why you don't ride with your boy. You don't know what them dudes are.
Okay.
You don't know why God got them blind. See, this is Ahab. The Lord had him set to die. He sent the devil after him to kill him. So you just don't bounce with anybody just because they want to get on a mission. You see, and this is one of them things. You know, like, don't you see this? Okay, yeah, you know, I'm the host, king of Judah. This is the king of Israel. Jehoshaphat is the king of Judah, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Judah is still somewhat straight. Israel is out of control. This is Jezebel. So Israel is, like I said, you got two kinds of fruit here. You got the wild fruit, which is Jehoshaphat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you got these dudes, 10 tribes, they lie. And the Lord had said, I'm going to kill a king, which is Ahab. But watch this. Pay attention to this. Read on.
Verse 5. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king.
Man, you got 400 prophets? Most of us can't get 400 Hebrew Israelites in one camp in one day.
Mm-hmm.
He got 400 prophets screaming out, go up. That's a whole lot of strong delusion going on.
That is.
That's a lot of strong delusion. That's a strong delusion. How could you be wrong? Continue.
Amen. And Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of him?
Okay.
Amen. And the king of Israel said unto him, Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imla.
So Jehoshaphat is a righteous brother. He's a righteous brother of the king of Judah, right? But now, Ahab got this one prophet that's among his people that he got him in chains. He got him locked up here. He's a convict.
Mm-hmm.
Listen at this, but this is your people. This is your camp. This conversation ain't about a Gentile and a black man. This is your brother and your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And another brother. Mm-hmm. Read on.
Amen. Verse 8. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man, Micaiah the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him, for he doeth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so.
He didn't say, let not the Lord say so. Right. Okay, read on.
Verse 9. Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, hasten hither Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each one on his throne, having put on their robes, and a void placed in the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them.
So Jehoshaphat was visiting him in Samaria. That's where the king of Israel was. Okay? They wanted to go to war and get this Syria from him, right? He gonna pull the same stunt again that he pulled with Nabal in the vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's gonna pay for it. Read on.
Amen. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenaanah, made him horns of iron and said, thus said the Lord, with these shalt thou push the Syrians until thou have consumed them. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand.
Now, wait a minute. Now, most of us, when we read this, the first thing we want to start putting is a whole bunch of Cleflo Dollar faces on this, and a whole lot of Joel Osteen faces on this, and T.D. Jakes faces and all that, and, you know. No. These are dudes and fringes.
Amen.
And tizzy. You know, with the laws all over. You dig what I'm saying?
Amen.
And they still doing this, right?
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 13. And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, behold now, the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak.
Mm.
So he came to the king, and the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him, go and prosper.
For the Lord shall
deliver it into the hand of the king.
Wait a minute. So he agreed with all other prophets, right?
Maybe.
He did. He said, no, go and prosper. He said, go ahead. Go. Do that thing, man. You are number one. You the king, king. You the super king. You king, king. Go do that thing, man.
Amen.
That's what Micaiah just did, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Watch this. Read on.
Verse 16.
Uh-huh.
And the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord?
He just saw right through. Read on.
And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills, as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me but evil?
Wait a minute. So he's the king of Israel, right? Did he need any interpretation of that dream? Do Israelites need interpretation?
What? He caught that real fast, didn't he? Read on.
Verse 19. And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting.
Oh, he said, now he's out. Listen now. What?
Hear thou therefore
the word of the Lord. Now he's right, because he told the God, he said, whatever the Lord say, that's what I'm going to speak.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the God said, now you're going to agree with everybody else. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'm still going to say what God says to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Verse 19, and he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead?
Wait a minute. He knew that?
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. You're number one. You're number one. Go, king, go. He knew that.
Amen.
He saw God on the throne. Dead. Who gonna go up here and make Ahab die?
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth. And I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets.
Wait a minute. Is Micaiah his prophet?
Mm.
Did he lie?
Yeah.
Did he lie?
Mm-hmm.
So can Satan lie to God?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You say, can Satan lie to God?
Satan can't lie to God. That's why he was a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets.
Amen.
So, who are we to lie to God and don't keep our oaths? And we ain't got no more than the devil.
Mm-hmm. That's why you would try to.
Look at this story.
Let's finish this story.
Okay. Now, Micaiah, now he's a prophet, right? He's prophesying. The Lord allowed him to see the heaven.
Amen.
And he's talking, he allowed him to see him talk to the devil. Scheme of a plan to kill the king of Israel of 10 nations. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 23. First Kings 22 and 23. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee. But Zedekiah, the son of Chenaiah, went near and smote Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? Wow.
What?
Which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee?
He testified against him. You said the same thing. And he hit him.
Mm-hmm.
He fired on him. He said, bam!
Smack.
Nah, he ain't saying yes. Smack.
He smote him.
Right. Oh, now we need to know.
He smote him on the cheek. So smote means to strike a firm blow.
Yeah, he fired on him. He said, boy, he hit him hard. He probably slowed him. Yes, he went in.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Verse 25. And Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see in that day when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. And the king of Israel said,
he just put his clock out. Okay, go ahead.
To hide thyself.
If he turned his clock.
And the king of Israel said, take Micaiah.
That's what happened when you mess with a prophet. He could turn the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read on.
Amen. And the king of Israel said, take Micaiah and carry him back unto Amnon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus say the king, put this fellow in the prison.
What?
And feed him with the bread of affliction.
What?
And with the water of affliction.
What do affliction mean?
The bread of affliction.
Yeah, he said feed him with the bread of affliction. So what?
Well, affliction means like causing pain, suffering.
Oh, so wait a minute. He being persecuted for the truth again?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Right there. He being persecuted for the truth. But you asked for it.
For a minute. Tribulation, misfortune, misery, trouble, hardship, pain, distress, suffering, adversary, woes, bane, ordeal, disease, disorder, yeah, and trial, calamity.
Mm-hmm. Trial.
Amen.
All right, so put them in affliction. Mm-hmm. Serving of God. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's his cross.
That's his cross.
Mm-hmm. Jeremiah chapter 20:1. For the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 20:1.
Jeremiah 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Almost there. Mm-hmm. Nothing you wanted to see.
20.
Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 1 reads, now Pashur, the son of Immer, the priest, who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. Then Pashur smote Jeremiah. Then Pashur smote Jeremiah the prophet.
So wait a minute. Pashur is the who?
He is Pashur, the son of Immer, the priest.
What? The priest is going around banging people? He's hitting people. God, the priest is hitting prophets. What's wrong with this picture? What is, no, God ain't joking with us. They got us thrown into captivity. So this is not funny.
Stop laughing. They should see your expression. Oh, my goodness.
Look what he did, though. You got the priest. You can't draw that.
No, you can't. I can envision it. I can see it. Wow. Then Pashur smote Jeremiah the prophet and put him in the stocks that were in the high of vision.
So if he fronted him off in front of the
high in vision, which was the house of the Lord, which was by the house of the Lord.
Read on.
Verse 3. And it came to pass on the morrow that Pashur brought forth Jeremiah out of the stock. Then said Jeremiah, the Lord hath not called thy name Pashur, but Magor Misabib. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will make thee a terror to thyself and to all thy friends, and they shall fall by the sword of their enemies. And thine eye shall behold it, and I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon. And he shall carry them captive into Babylon, and shall slay them with the sword. Moreover, I will deliver all the strength of this city, and all the labors thereof, and all the precious things thereof, and all the treasures of the kings of Judah will I give into the hand of their enemies, which shall spoil them and take them, and carry them to Babylon.
Now you know the Ark of the Covenant. Mm-hmm. Now you know where the throne is. See? Hidden prophets.
Mm-hmm.
We fight each other.
Mm-hmm.
We fight each other.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make this about somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Black on black crime.
I knew you were going to
Black on, what about black on black crime? What about it? What about black on black crime?
Amen.
That is right there. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going in on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put the man in stock in front of the whole,
mm-hmm.
in front of the kingdom of Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
The priests. Priests.
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me they didn't have that in them to put Jesus on.
Right.
That's why Jacob said, curse be Simeon and Levi. He said, curse be Simeon. Because they went together when they killed them dudes for Dana.
Right.
Yep. That was them two. Levi and Simeon.
Yeah.
And look at them. Anyway, where are we? Continue, because we got so much more in this verse, and we're gonna wrap this up.
Mm-hmm. Verse 6. And thou, Pasha, and all that dwell in the house, thine house, shall go into captivity, and thou shalt come to Babylon, and there shalt thou shall die. Thou shalt die, and there shalt thou.
Read that again.
I am.
Okay.
Jeremiah 20:6. And thou, Pasha, and all that dwell in thine house shall go into captivity.
Now, they are, we never
mm-hmm.
experienced
mm-hmm.
sovereignty or freedom.
Amen.
We were born here
Amen.
In America as slaves.
Mm-hmm.
They free men, which is going to lose their sovereignty and then go into captivity back. You hear the prophet? That's the news you're going to get. What's wrong with you? You don't hear prophets. Prophets will bring, prophets can say some really, they can bring some stuff in your drama box.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't mess with prophets.
Amen.
And that what happened with it, Samuel, and he was looking for David.
Mm-hmm.
He came to the village and grinned up to it. Is it good or is it bad? Samuel said, "It's good." Exactly.
Amen.
Some of your people. It was good. Read on.
And thou shalt come to Babylon, and there shalt die. Thou shalt die, and shalt be buried there, thou and all thy friends to
yep.
whom thou hast prophesied lies.
And Jeremiah went back to the land while they were there being killed. The king let them go. He got mad because they put their hands on them. Then he gave them specific instructions. You don't touch Jeremiah. And they did. That was from God. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who you deal with. You don't touch the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch the prophet. Why are we?
Verse 7.
Continue.
7. O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I and hast prevailed.
Lord, I'm going to tell you something.
What?
You think you want to serve God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you in for it. Because you don't know what your cross is.
Mm-hmm.
Your cross would be that some guy that you thought knew God will put you in stocks or lock you up in prison or hit you like you was a criminal.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you say you want this cross.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Because
that's what happened to Jesus, wasn't it? Did the same thing to him, didn't it?
Amen.
Go ahead, read.
O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast revenge. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me, and a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not sing. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side. Report, say they, and we will report it. All my familiars watch for my halting, saying, peradventure he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him.
See that? Mm-hmm. You hear the spirit talking. But see, he said, watching that he may be enticed with what? And he said, all my familiar watch my halting, saying, peradventure he's enticed, and we shall prevail against him. They can't touch him as long as he's walking in righteousness.
As long as he's walking.
As long as he's in righteousness, they can't touch him.
Mm-hmm.
Which is warlocks.
Mm-hmm.
Good
mm-hmm.
brother.
Mm-hmm.
These dudes can't touch him.
Amen. All right.
No, really, to watch. Mm-hmm. Read on. It is. We're gonna get out.
Verse 11. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one.
Told you.
Therefore, my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail.
See that?
They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten.
See, you do not want none of that. You don't want to be nowhere near anybody that's putting their mouth on anybody because you don't know if that's a man of God. And if it is, you got this kind of drama coming. Because you are afflicting this person who wasn't called to be in that mindset. He's called only for one thing, and that is to bring the word of God. Read on.
Amen.
Who are you? Yes.
I'm on 12. Jeremiah 20 and 12. But, O Lord of hosts, that trieth the righteous.
The what?
Trieth the righteous.
So, all this is to do what? Who? Who? Jeremiah.
Well, yeah, him at the time in this verse, yeah.
That's exactly who he's talking about.
Right, right.
Okay, so he's telling, he's showing us that he is being what?
Exactly.
He's been tried.
Amen.
And he's praying to God still. He said, man, I wasn't even going to talk with you on behalf of you. You know what? It's just way too much drama around you, Jack. I was good. Everybody was loving on me and whatnot. Now, you know. Man, I'm all square with drama, and this is not it. But you know what? It's good to be up under you, because here I am, and it's good to be talking. This is Jeremiah.
Amen.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
He was going to throw in the chips. He was like, I'm done. Oh, no parts of this anymore. This is too much. Too much persecution. I need a king to help me. And he said, the king of Babylon to help him. He said, if you anybody touch him, God of Israel sent the king of Babylon. Anybody put their hands on Jeremiah's ass and of me and all of their whole house.
Amen.
That was the end of it. Jeremiah ain't had to cry no more, Jack. But he was trying. And he's telling them, I'm being tried out. I'm here. I can see it. Even in the midst of all of this, I can see you doing your work in me.
Amen.
Read that again.
Amen. Jeremiah 20 and verse 12. But, O Lord of hosts, that trieth the righteous, and seeth the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I opened my commands.
He said, who tries the righteous and seeth the reins, and what are you thinking? He trying our thoughts. So what are we thinking? That he all up in the midst of our thoughts. Read on.
Read on.
Yes,
I'm trying to be serious.
Oh, really? Okay, baby. Sing unto the Lord, praise ye the Lord, for he hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of the evildoers.
Mm-hmm.
Cursed be the day wherein I was born. Let not the day wherein my mother bare me be blessed.
Man, he was upset.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't the only one felt like that, Job.
Mm-hmm.
Job said the same thing. You know, I think Ezekiel said something close to it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's that cross, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make you wish you weren't even here.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make you wish that you were never born. Because you get to the point you realize you was born to this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you was called, you was preordained, predestinated to go through this. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't.
Verse 15. Cursed be the man who brought tidings to my father, saying, a man child is born unto thee, making him very glad. And let that man be as the cities which the Lord overthrew, and repented not. And let him hear the cry in the morning and the shouting at noontide. Oh, my goodness. 17. Because he slew me not from the womb, or that my mother might have been my grave, and her womb to be always great with me.
See that? Because, see, in the womb, that's eternity.
Amen.
If you never come outside of that, if you in the womb and a child die in the womb, it's always eternity because you never step into time.
Amen.
But this is that thing. They said, man, I wish I'd never seen none of this.
Amen.
You know? And he really down on this stuff. But this is really what's happening. This is what happened when you try to persecute it. Jack, you start feeling like this dude.
Amen. And no way.
And like Malachi, you get fired on. He's like, man, don't worry about it.
Nope.
Smoke. He said, don't worry about it. Just get your house in order.
Yeah.
Ain't that what Jeremiah said? Yeah, don't worry about it. Y'all going to go to Babylon. You're not coming back here. We won't see you no more. I'm going to read your derby. Whatever.
I read your derby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I read your
derby. Hello. Yeah. That's it. That. Never heard from him again. And that Hezekiah. All his sons was killed in front of him except for one.
Mm-hmm.
And after all his children was killed, God knows what happened to his wife. Put out his eyes.
Wow.
All because of this. Not listening to the prophet. Putting his hands on the prophet. But then the Lord show you that they want to pay for theirs, but you got to go, this work. It's not like, you know, not all fun and games, and everybody, you know, like you got some guys, you know, everybody want to be Malcolm, everybody, but nobody want to be the Malcolm Land on the stage.
Right,
that's not true. Right, get shot up, yes, sir. Mm. Dang, so I don't want to be king, jack half of your job, toe off, getting hit with a 30 eye, your jaw blowed off, your half your head, no.
Mm.
You don't want none of that. Mm. But some of us is born for. Like this brother had just about. This is what we are, and sometimes we just got to deal with it. So, with that being said, thank everybody for their time. We had a class one, I just want to say they've done a pretty good job reading tonight, Mr. Ray. Been a while, but right in there.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to unmute their line. If their line is. Going down the line. Okay. And then. Did you unmute your phone, babe?
I think I did. Okay.
Yeah.
Well. With all of that being, oh man, I'm trying to. Okay, any questions or comments? Everyone lines is open.
Where's Isaiah Brown?
Brother Isaiah,
where's Isaiah Brown?
Oh no, Isaiah. Why are you asking me that?
He's supposed to be on Friday night.
No, he's not. He's supposed to be on Thursday night.
Oh, I mistook that. I'm glad to hear from you, Pastor Moore.
All praise, Brother Gary. Shabbat shalom,
yes, sir.
Israelite.
Shabbat shalom. Shalom. God's grace and peace be with all.
Amen.
Thanks for the lesson.
Man, it's from the Father, Jack.
Thank Elohim. Thank our great, amen, mighty Elohim, Yah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, tomorrow, you will be back here again. It's not a little lot of Commonwealth Israel. We here, yeah. We do it. We deal with, do man go to heaven? One of my favorites, you know, because you know people tend to believe that when you die that you go off into heaven. I don't know exactly where the place is located, but it ain't in heaven. So we're going to look at it. Okay? All right. So with all of those things being said, we thank everybody for their time. Thank you, Brother Gary, for the courage of words. And letting us know that you there and supporting us and everything, man. We feel that. We wish you, man. We love you too. Thought I was going to get a soon guy. Okay, I tried it. But anywho, we want to be back here tomorrow at 10 o'clock in, for demands for the heaven. And, that's here once again with the Commonwealth of Israel. So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of the Living Waters, do what?
Read
your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Sounds of the Living Water radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water radio show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High, lost, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water radio show.